pockets when you hide a bow. She never regrets, and she will call. The lady, the lady, the lady, I don't. Believe me, the lady can't take it all. The lady.
Okay. KYRS, Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3. You're listening to Creative Mindset with Robert Sevilla. And in studio, we have, or we're going to call them musicians. So we're going to have you guys kind of introduce yourselves. They have a show coming up, and we have been doing a little bit of prep. So everyone's kind of reaching for a headphone. And we are slowly, I'm going to start to my left because I know T is ready. Hey, T, this one's going to be ready.
Yeah. How we doing, Spokane, Medical Lake, KYRS? Thank you for having us, Rob. We appreciate you.
Thank you. All right. Well, introduce yourself. What do you do?
I'm T Dodger, yours truly, a.k.a. Sweet T. Brought to you by the lovely kitty cat, the majestic herself. And we got Chris Stark and Mr. Cannon here. I'll let them introduce themselves.
So my name is...
Hold on. This is going to be Zip Zoop. All right, let's see. Did that work?
So my name is Kathleen Kinney, as T introduced me as Kitty Cat, one of my unofficial titles. I'm a harpist here in Spokane, and joining me also is Chris Stark.
Hello.
We're going over there. Chris Stark. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm Chris Stark. I go by the stage name, Not Chris Stark. Yeah. I'm a bedroom producer. Met Kathleen here a couple months ago, and we worked on a project, and we're here to showcase it.
And also Ken Bernard.
Hi there. Kenny, whatever's clever. In the streets, they call me KJB, so those are my initials, because all the legends go by that, I suppose. I've been producing music here in Spokane for the past, 4 years. So we got, a few different collectives. Actually, we've utilized a lot of this space here at the local library.
The recording studio next door.
The recording studio and the podcast studio is great for vocal takes. Shout out to Spokane Public Library. You guys doing the most. Just give us free space to make music.
Is any of the stuff that we're listening to going to be recorded here on site?
Omega, that one. So one of the... It's kind of like different layers. So the original beat take, but all the beatboxing was done next door.
Nice.
On there, and then the vocal take. So, but I've helped produce a few different artists. Actually, some of the guys, because I volunteer here at the Men's UGM and the Youth for Christ studio. So just some really talented street artists. So it's been interesting to get some of their takes. And they're not always the most tech savvy, some of the older folks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been fun to connect the dots because... being of the tech-savvy generation.
Do we have another guy coming in? Or is he just saying hi?
I think he's saying hi.
Oh, okay.
He's got a photographer. Taking pictures.
Wow. You guys bring it all.
The paparazzi.
That's Kitty Cat's fault.
Nice. Okay, so let me make sure that we're going to get to everything we want. So we've got a bunch. You brought in 10 tracks, right?
Not quite that close.
Nine. We got nine.
just in case.
Got nine tracks. Just started off. So what was the thing that we opened up the show with?
So that's one that we're calling Red Mercury, title track of an album Chris and I are working on and is actually pretty much close to uploaded.
Yeah.
Being released later. What?
Saturday.
This Saturday?
Yeah, this Saturday.
It's a good thing that Chris is keeping track of things. So... Yeah, Chris mentioned we met. It was just 6 months back, and or less, and that was at a concert where a friend of ours, Meg, known as Sax Tutor, was playing doom jazz. So that was just one of those events that bring people together, and that's where I met Chris. Found out Chris is a really talented dubstep, EDM, orchestra artist. You name it, he can do it. And to me, this was a bit of a dream come true because I've been playing harp since I was 12. I've been playing music for longer than that. But being able to have the sounds of a full orchestra backing that sound up is really a dream come true, especially given the difficulties of actually assembling a whole orchestra. But when you can compose and create a piece that has that sound within just a matter of days, a lot of these were produced within a matter of days, thanks to Wizardry by Chris. So,
Kathleen approached me and said, hey, this is why I have... for an idea for a project. And I made a song last year. It's called Looking Glass. And it was pretty much exactly what she was describing. And I was like, hey, I've done this. I could do it again. And then eight tracks later, we have, yeah, exactly what she described, symphonic, I don't know, world music.
Yeah, there was a concept which I kind of like partway into our collaboration. I was like, Chris, I don't know if you know this, but what I'm picturing is the soundtrack for a film that I envision, maybe in the distant future, creating, maybe sooner than that, where involves interplanetary travel, really commentary on climate change, on looking after our own planet so that we don't find that we regret what we've done to it. And a lot of really deep themes about self-discovery, speaking across political divides, all of that that go into this as of yet imaginary film. But I told Chris, these are some thoughts that I've been having, and what do you think about this? So unknowingly, a lot of that got
Kathleen, slurped would that into be, my project. Would that one of those songs be like Stargaze? You want to talk
a lot
us
of
up?
These ones, actually.
Talk us up a song, and I'll play it right now, and then we'll get back, and then we'll come back because we have nine of them.
That's right. Yeah.
Which one should I play?
So Stargaze is again one of the ones that Chris funneled my way and said, "Hey, we need some." Actually, he said we need some French slam poetry on this, so yeah. That happened. And T's possibly going to be doing some rhyming overlaying with this.
Yeah.
It's really a song in my mind that speaks to that sense of loneliness that we have when we're separated from people we love or places or home, but also that there's really no such thing as separation at the same time. So, Stargaze.
Stargaze, here it goes.
Just know that you're found, searching, soul searching for a sound, as a gaze. Stars, oceans crashing their waves, you found a safe place. Safe space.
All right, that one's going to be like 4 minutes long, and I didn't know that we were going to do some rapping over the top, so that was nice, T. That was a treat.
Yeah. Huh? Good, 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 good T. Dodger on the rhymes.
Yeah.
T, like, got a hold of these songs, what, like, yesterday?
So, yeah. Will you rap over more of them?
I think that
at
is...
At least a couple more.
At least a couple
part
more.
Of her vision, yes.
Okay, so tell me when that happens, that way I'll be ready. Because everyone was being silent. I'm like, why is everyone being silent? I just cut the mics on everyone.
So I'm a fan of Never Before Happened, Never Before Heard collaborations, and T has been one of those partners in that and really brings a lot of talent in very extemporaneous rap, and I'll just be able to tell T, like, hey, I'm looking for something like this, and it happens, and it's so cool to just see that live. So we can all, you can't see this, but we're all like smiling and winking at each other.
Yeah, so glowing inside for sure.
Nice. Well, that was cool. You have a nice tone.
Hey, thank you.
Okay, so you guys are having an album come out, or is there's an event coming up? I know I just planned a day. I saw you a couple times, and I'm like, Kathleen, let's just put you on the radio. Like,
right.
You've got something going.
Yeah. So since we actually ran into each other, like a month ago, that's when Chris and I really got serious, and I think it was his idea that let's do an album.
Yeah.
I've never
I had a collection of like 3-4 songs, enough to make like a LP EP, and was like, you know what? We've been sharing songs for like, you know, the ideas, and it's like, all right, well, we can make more songs based on these ideas, and eventually it came out to like 8 tracks all together, and it's like, we might actually have a full album on our hands. Like, yeah, shoot for like an end of November completion date. And
yeah, when are we releasing?
Saturday.
It is a Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think he just brought it up 2 weeks from what I was thinking. So good job, Chris.
Yeah. Like, I thought that we could get the album done by the end of November. And then we were texting 2-3 days ago, and it was like, all right, we can release now, actually. And I figured that, you know, it was like, this weekend might be a good idea.
Let's not wait. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I can see why you want to. I'm interested in hearing more of these. I'm like, how many songs do they want to play? I've never played this, like 9. When I saw 9, I'm like, there's no way we're going to get to them all.
There's no way.
But I'm interested. So we've got like a break in about 4 more minutes.
Okay.
But we don't have to play every song. Are most of the songs about 3 or 4 minutes?
Yeah. Ooh, 6.
Sometimes.
Some of them are 6?
And they don't have to be that long. Yeah.
No.
Okay. Well, if T's going to be going, I'm probably not going to stop. So I'm definitely not going to stop a song early if he's jamming to it. So I am. Should I play the Shakespeare in the Park? What do you guys? What's the story behind that one?
We should definitely play a clip of it. That was a collaboration that kicked this whole thing off, I would say. Shakespeare in the Park is the Spokane Shakespeare Society is a local group that puts on Shakespeare shows, and I was part of their group acting, and then they brought me on the next couple of years later as the composer. So this last summer I was composing for their production of Shakespeare in the Park, and this is one of the bigger songs that came out of it, and I knew that Chris was an EDM artist, so I said, hey, would you like to make this song really cool? So, yeah, maybe let's start, like, a minute in and run it until the EDM comes in.
So put me a minute in into it and then start
arguably
it?
Arguably 2.
Maybe 2 minutes into it?
Yeah. Sure.
All right,
yeah.
I think about 2 minutes into it. All right, so here we go. A lot of this is chill music. I can just have it play in the background.
Chill.
Except it's got words.
For People Talk, a live call-in talk show that gives listeners a chance to share their thoughts, ideas, community issues, and more.
Each week we'll have a topic of discussion to stimulate a conversation among the masses in the greater Spokane area. You'll have to tune in each week to find out. You talk, we talk, people talk. Mondays at 8 p.m. on KYRS Thin Air Community Radio.
This is your KYRS live and local calendar for November 4th through the 8th. Monday, open mic with Vanessa Pete and Ben 10 at the Red Room. Monday and Tuesday, open jam at Jackson Street. Tuesday, David Jeter and the All-Star Jam with Jerry Lee Raines at Zola. Wednesday, open mic at the Downtown Spokane Central Library, Malachi Burrow and Jackson Rolkin at Zola, Hippie Death Cult and Kadabra at the Big Dipper, open mic with Derek Hart at the Checkerboard, and open jam at the Red Room. Thursday, Grey Lotus and Lucretia at the Big Dipper, Lazy, Vastive, and Alien Park at Riverside Place, and Terrapin Flyer at the District. Friday, Betsy Rogue and Rosie CQ at Nine Bar and Bistro, Dimitri Matheny and David Larson at Hamilton Studio, Chris Calico at the Red Room, Saffron City, Spicy Ketchup, and Dave Small in the Jaguar Room at the Chameleon, and Scott H. Byram and the Hooten Hollers at the Big Dipper. For an entire hour of local musicians, tune into Sounds of Spokane. Catch Betsy Rogue live in the studio this Sunday night at 8 on KYRS.
And we're back. This is the first time I think this is the most amount of mics I've ever had on one show.
We like bringing people together.
Which there's what? Let's count them. Four, then plus two. So I get six. Six mics?
Six mics.
Nice.
You're doing a good job.
Harp. And the harp is... So what is this thing right here? What is this little green box?
Oh, that's for the microphone that we're not utilizing right now. It's a compressor to make sure that we don't get high levels in the mixer, but that's the microphone that we set to the side.
Good. Okay, so Ken, the reason why I'm a talk guy, I'm a talk show.
Yeah.
So I don't know anything about. I just flip them on, and so I could tell when the sounds are like the music was too loud and T was just singing anyway. I'm like, then I could see a grimace on Ken's face going, that's not so good. And so I'm trying
to... He was probably thinking about the flows.
Was he?
Oh, no.
One thing we've realized is artists are always extremely embarrassed about their own stuff.
Uh-huh.
And if we could just look at it like how we look at other people's stuff, we'd be like, oh, yeah, that's actually really good.
Okay,
did. But man, yeah. That takes ages.
Don't use my facial expressions as your your judgment needle. Okay.
Yeah. And Chris usually carries around 30 pedals at any given time. So if one or two show up in your workplace, don't be like concerned. That's low levels of pedals.
Low levels of pedals.
Okay, so tell us about we talked, anything you want to add to the Shakespeare?
Yeah, so that was, I think we just invented a genre called Renaissance dubstep.
Yeah, when the bass dropped, I just immediately thought of all the years of reading like Hamlet and Shakespeare. Because they didn't have a mic to drop. So this is what
Shakespeare would have wanted. I would say the piece that set off the collaboration. It was really my first experience trying to do a full orchestral work. And then Chris brought this insane energy throughout it, and especially at the end, and it was a lot of fun to see that performed during the Shakespeare show itself. And then I think we got one coming up that is also a composition that I have.
I'm looking at number 4, A and B, Run It Dome, raw version, Run It Dome, final version.
Yeah, and
should I play both? A little bit of both.
Maybe run just like a clip of the raw version, like maybe 45 seconds in. So this is a bit of my creative process. I will often sit at the harp and just, you can maybe go ahead and play it.
So there's no words on this one?
There's no.
Okay, good. I'm going to use that as like background music.
Yeah.
As you talk it up.
It's a lament. And there you go. A lot of my songs, they don't actually tell me what they're about until after I've mostly written them. They kind of form themselves. It's like something's coming through from the universe that needs to be said, and then it's my job to figure out what that is. So this song began, actually, I think, based on Emily Dickinson's poem. But I was at the same time learning about this real humanitarian crisis that started back in the 1940s, 1950s, and continues to this day on the Marshall Islands in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. It's where we detonated, over 30 megatons of TNT of nuclear bombs, testing bombs, and the population was not informed what the damages would be to their health. They were evacuated and then told that they could come back before it was safe to do so, and really treated as guinea pigs for the long-term effect of radiation. So it's one of those really, really horrible things in our past that has yet to be taken care of. We repledged to send aid that had been promised back in the 80s during last year. My hope is that that actually comes to happen, because the fallout literally has been catastrophic for those people. So this is a song that came out of that. And often I'll just sit and I'll play, and in one take, if I don't get it in one take, then I'm never going to get that same feeling again. So each of the harp and vocals were done in a single take. And then...
Is this your voice?
Yeah.
Nice.
And then I handed that over to Chris. So it's been over a year since I first did that original composition. And it took about 3 weeks for me to recreate what I had done that first time. And then Chris made it incredibly spectacular with everything else they did. So I'd love to...
Oh, I just put a delay and a reverb on everything and called it good.
That's what he says. But let's take a listen to this version, and T is going to treat us again, I believe, to some more...
On the final version. Okay, cool. I'm not done with this one right now.
This well, there's, it, you're going to hear it all again, so don't be too concerned, but...
Well, it's nice because I'm not gonna step on anybody. Yeah, I'm gonna turn up. I just want to. So this is how you got it, which is awesome, right? And then you're thinking about some sort of EMD,
EDM. EDM, electronic dance music. It's an acronym.
Yeah, I didn't remember where it went. EDM.
So,
Chris
literally brings whatever genre.
Yeah, mostly I've been like really into shoegaze, so like everything goes into a delay or a reverb with like a little bit of distortion, and honestly that's where the magic of this song comes from, is a modulated reverb and modulated delay, and that can honestly take you like very far. At the end of this song, Kathleen hit the levels of the microphone and I was trying to tame it in, and in our text message conversation she says, hey, this is the reasoning behind the song. The vocals are not supposed to sound pretty. They're not supposed to sound audible. So then I turned up the gain on it, and then the next text message I got was like, not that much.
He got the assignment.
Cool. So before I go into the next version of this, so it's not going to sound like this so much.
You'll definitely hear it.
Okay.
Just, cool. All right. There's more.
Out of curiosity, Chris, what do you use when you produce?
I use a DAW called Fruity Loop Studios, and mostly I'm using a reverb by the name of Valhalla, Supermassive, and then the Fruity Loop stock delay.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, I use FL Studio as well. I just know the listeners are there. Everybody's always curious. I put stuff out there, and everybody's like, what plugins do you use? What DAW do you use? It's like, it's...
Anybody want to talk this up, or are we going to just let T go into it? All right.
Yeah.
Just go spit some rhymes. This 2020 mask wearing issue's getting boring. Old and annoying. People sleeping on the signs and snoring. Quite alarming, but I guess we'll adapt. Human race resilient, and we known for that. Backslide, fall off, hit rock bottom and bounce back. Begin again, start over, onto a new track. So remain calm in this crazy day and age. Be sure to take care and celebrate. Life's a celebration, don't you ever forget. Take charge of your life and claim victory. plunge into the sea. Adapt to the wall. This life got a new and I need things to be calm. Cleanse me in the sea. I've got a lot to ponder. Bond with my conscience. Release all my monsters. Plunge.
Thank you, T Dodger. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Nice. You know, I could see why you're such a big fan of T, because the tone, your tone, I'm also dyslexic, so I don't even hear the words you're saying, but your tone's coming across. It's so nice.
Dyslexic or deaf?
Dyslexic. It's sometimes I can't hear like what the words are, and some all like songs at different times in my life, and people are like, "Oh man, that's so appropriate for you at this time right now." I'm like, "What, really?" They're like, "Well, the song's about," and I'm like, "I didn't even notice."
Don't tell me you're one of those people like I just listen for the beat.
Yeah, that's me.
That's you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's part of the dyslexia. I mean, I try to listen to it, but
you pick up far more of the melody than
Actually, I'll pick it up, but I don't. It's hard for me to remember songs.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I'm better with faces than names, and words are like that.
I used to be good with faces, and now I think Facebook like messed me all up, where I just see too many faces where I'm like, do I know you? And I'm like, where they like suggest like, hey, you should be a friend with so-and-so. And then because there's like, they're just these little tears off anyway, it's totally throwing me off the damn Facebook.
So I've heard T be really sassy. But I really like it when T gets serious. There's something super magical about that. So
you bring out my softer, serious side. But you hear that harp is so majestic, and then her voice is angelic, and you put a little dubstep into it, and fireworks.
Yeah, I'm doing. So where does this go? So this gets released as an album. Where does the album like? This is all new to me, guys. So it sounds like this is rudimentary. It is. You're like teaching like a 5-year old right now. Obviously,
I know the short answer to that is Spotify. Kristen.
Yeah. So independent music labels like 1RPM, DistroKid. Mm-hmm. What are some other ones? Okay. Anyways, but
I'd say BandLab does a publishing thing as well. You can distribute music like that, but it's all open source versus something that's closed. As far as like DistroKid, you can enable like an international copyright type thing. So then let's say someone used your song on YouTube or like in a what is it? Like those shorts?
Yeah.
You would collect royalties because it's technically you've registered as an international or intellectual property. Whereas BandLab I don't think works like that.
So I think
it's kind of just open like play.
All streaming platforms.
Yeah. I used to release a SoundCloud for like 5-6 years. Mm-hmm. And I was like, how do I get my music onto Spotify? And it's like, well, you sign up through DistroKid and upload your files, and I'm going to upload them tonight. They're going to be available to listen to on all streaming platforms on Saturday.
Yeah,
that's right.
Do you plan on doing any physical copies or anything like that?
I have blank CDs at my house that I'm going to start leaving in book nooks, just like all around Spokane, those like take a book, leave a book. Like I've been doing that with my music for the past 2-3 years, where I just like make blank CDs, put them in book nooks. As far as physical sales of legitimate CDs, I'm not there yet.
There you go.
Well, I love that, just like little Easter eggs. But I would say the long answer, and you know, maybe Chris knows this, maybe not, but I would love to use this album as the foundation for a soundtrack. I tend to have long-term ideas like this, and they do happen at one point or another. So I love this to be a launching pad for getting out there in the film industry, making something that's very impactful, and also being able to perform some of these live. I have no idea how that's going to happen yet. Chris is laughing.
I mean, no, we can get it done.
But that's where I would love to see this go. A lot of my really most respected artists have maybe their own work, and then they perform it in front of live orchestras. And maybe that's not exactly where we go first, but that is something I'd love to see eventually.
That's something I would like to see. So, producer. Are you a producer?
I'm a man of many talents. Musician, producer, writer, extraordinaire.
Okay, and then the way you fit in this group.
This group.
Composer of one of the songs we're going to get to.
Oh, yeah, one of the songs that's more on a collective note. I did some videography work when they performed live at Pig Out in the Park. Mm. So being, you know, video capture, doing stuff like that. So, I would say producer is a fair term, but.
But there's a lot of hats you wear.
Kind of.
Okay.
I'm more of a musician, I would say. Like, I love to play the guitar. I love to write, there's a lot of moving pieces, and it's like the organized chaos. Anybody who's ever worked in like a commercial kitchen, I was always an executive chef because I knew where all the moving pieces needed to come together. So that style.
The big picture.
Yeah. Sometimes. Sometimes it's the little pictures too.
I'd love to let Ken tell a little bit more about what he's been doing with youth and folks that don't usually have access to recording studios when we play the song.
Oh, yeah. You were talking about that, right? Yeah. So that's part of your day gig?
Well, it's really just been a mission of mine is to help build a platform for people that feel like they're disenfranchised, marginalized, and that their voices don't matter because... I'm a firm believer that too many people died for our rights as our freedom of speech to express, not just what we feel, but what we believe. And art can be one of the most profound mediums and platforms to do that. What I find that holds a lot of people that have the most to say, sometimes it can be economic divisions, you know, like having this as a public studio space has been great. Mm-hmm. But then it can also be an information balance, like almost like a class division of people who didn't have access to the education they need. You know, like I look at the early hip hop movements of the 90s, and it was like after the riots and people finally got access to this equipment, 4 or 5 years later, we had DJs that had 2 records and they were making their own drum, you know, but a lot of the deepest storytelling, like traditional blues, is found there at the bottom, at the rock bottom of not necessarily society, but...
one's suffering.
Yeah, and there's something beautiful that comes from that, because there's a light that shines in the darkest of places. That's at least what I believe, and from my own testimony, my experience.
Usually creativity doesn't thrive in abundance. It usually... thrives in an environment where there's extremes, more dynamics. Yeah. Could be very happy, or it could be very sad, could be very perhaps tumultuous, or maybe another extreme. But I think that's where a lot of the best art. Like I said, I'm not a musician at all. I'm an artist, like a traditional hand-drawn artist. And the way you were talking about this song, what was the version with the raw version in the, that wasn't Shakespeare in the Park, was it?
Run It Dome, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Run It Dome. That's like a sketch. So you're putting down your sketch, like you're just laying down some lines. You're just kind of moving quick. And some of the best lines, like in an artist, like a visual artist, are those first ones that you try to go back and clean them up, and it never looks the same.
I find I can never recreate that first take. And with a lot of the songs that Chris and I did, we're almost going to like subtitle the album First Take Energy. Because literally I would come in there, I would shout into the microphone in his closet, and then we'd be done. And or do one harp line and be done. And then, if it didn't work out for some reason, if the sound quality wasn't good the first take, then it would be 2 or 3 weeks of trying to redo it and trying to write out painstakingly note for note what I'd done the first time. But I think it really, it's part of, as an artist, I feel like what I try to capture is that instantaneous, ephemeral aspect of music. I mean, we fool ourselves with recordings. Mm-hmm. We think that we've captured something and we can re-listen to it, and it's very handy, but
it's just the beginning.
What's unique about music is those are sound waves, like they pass and they're gone. And I think that's actually the most beautiful part about music is what you can't recapture. Like, you hear it, and it's the only time it's heard. And so I'm always in this artistic tension between, yeah, it's great to record my stuff. It's great to be able to make it heard by people who aren't there the moment that I play it. It's great to be able to remember what the heck I played. But truly, the magic is in
the moment.
That first moment, the first time that you play something, and being there as a listener right there. It's really hard to capture.
Yeah, it is. Okay, we got to take one more break. And when we come back in after the break, I'm going to play a song. Should I play the
Omega
Supercluster?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It looks like a 6 minute.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Laniakea Supercluster.
Laniakea Supercluster. Okay. That's what I'll come back in with. All right. We'll be right back.
Hey, come check out and tune in to Jukebox Jenny on Sunday night from 6 to 8 p.m. It's the Working Woman Blues Show on KYRS. Thin Air Community Radio, 88.1 and 92.3 FM. If you dig soul, you dig funk, if you dig R&B and blues, then this is the cocktail that will soothe the soul. The Working Woman Blues Show, Sunday night on KYRS with Spokane and the Inland Empire's favorite host, Jukebox Jenny. Get yourself some. Sunday nights, 6 to 8 p.m.
This is your KYRS live and local calendar for November 8th through the 12th. Friday, Betsy Rogue and Rosie CQ at 9 Bar and Bistro, Dimitri Matheny and David Larson at Hamilton Studio, and Scott H. Byram and the Hooten Hollers at the Big Dipper. Saturday, Amy Blue, the Homebrew String Band, and many others at the Spokane Fall Folk Festival at the SCC Lair Student Center, Ron Green at Hot Mountain, Pamela Benton at Arborcrest, Atomic Jive at J-Bones Music Land, Cody Fry with the Spokane Symphony at the Fox, and Landon Conrath and Andrew Garden at the District. Sunday, Lilac City Voices and many others at the Spokane Fall Folk Festival, and Murloc, Pegzilla, Wizard, and Sonic Druid at the District. Monday, open mic with Jamerson Cheer and Ben 10 at the Red Room, and Imagine Jazz at the Bad Seed. Monday and Tuesday, open jam at Jackson Street. Tuesday, all-star jam with Jerry Lee Raines at Zola. For an entire hour of local musicians, tune into Sounds of Spokane. Catch Betsy Rogue live in the studio this Sunday night at 8 on KYRS.
Join me, Robert Sevilla, for a Creative Mindset, Thursdays at 4. In that hour, I'll be talking to locals that have the creative mindset. Tune in to find out more about creative minds around you.
KYRS listeners know the importance of investments. Make a wise investment in your company. Invest in KYRS listeners as your customers by becoming a KYRS program sponsor. Call 509-624-7573.
Spangled banner, galaxies are spinning. Looking up, asking myself, when will I stop sinning? So I pray, I drop to my knees and ask for forgiveness. As the stars spin and the alignments, I keep twinkling, the twinkle in my eyes. So I reach for the prize. That's he who holds my life, the golden anchors.
Okay, and we're back. So that was
Laniakea Kea
supercluster.
Yep.
I like the supercluster part.
Which,
and the it's a Hawaiian word, right?
What's that? It is a Hawaiian word for, what is it?
Beautiful heavens.
Yeah.
It's the name for the, it's a supercluster that contains the Milky Way. So yesterday I learned that indeed there are, it's like galaxies of galaxies. And it almost looks like a neural network, like you would see in the brain. It's incredible. So a lot of these songs to me made more sense as we attached titles to them. This one speaks to me about really taking that bigger perspective, seeing the beauty that encompasses everything, encompasses all of our divisions. I mean, obviously right now is a very, like, we're deeply wounded as a country. From the divisions that we're going through. I know that there's multiple political opinions represented in this room. I'm a pretty staunch environmentalist, but we also have so much in common. And I mean, that's where I want to put our focus. How do we see the immensity and the beauty of everything while we also have these things that feel very close to home that we're hurting about, and how do we start to mend those?
Your words have more power with this background music, doesn't you?
That's the secret to talk radio.
Just one thing
that's
I noticed.
Beautiful music.
In fact, during COVID, my bandmates and I had the idea that inspirational music would be extremely marketable because it would make long Zoom meetings so much more bearable. And
you had the perfect like pace for it too. Like it was like slowly building up. You felt it, right?
I know. I'm learning from tea.
Well, so the other thing I learned during the break or right as we were going, T's just making this up right off the dome, right? Like you're improvising. These aren't words. I was like, what part do you come in? Whatever, I'm just making it up.
Did we talk about ephemeral magic here?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's what she's been touching on, that music is absolutely in the moment, right? And so we do try to like get perfection, but it's a masterpiece just getting it out and off of our chest in the moment, like she's saying. So freestyle, I think I'm not the greatest, but in the moment, if the music's hitting and you're feeling it, it'll make you dance, right?
Nice.
And so it's kind of like, I think with lyrics, the same thing.
Yeah.
For me, anyway.
Music is real live magic, and the impact that it can have. I mean, many musician friends, and we talk about this kind of thing. You know, society owes so much to music and the arts. One thing that blew my mind away when I visited Kenya the first time in 2016, they had an election maybe 10 years before that almost tore the country apart. And it was musicians who created songs to reunify the country and brought it back together. And I was like, that is insane. But that is the power of it right there.
That is the power. Like you were saying, Ken, that is the power of like artistry. And it were usually the first line of crossover or this that first interface in between conflict, or it could be the first thing that calms them down, could also be the first thing that stirs them up. I mean,
the harpists were the second in command, and they were the ones that
calmed
drummed
you down?
Up battle.
Drummed you? The harpist?
The harpists.
Can you play some, like,
some battle?
Some battle harp?
I mean,
I'm ready for
Give
it.
Give me a moment or two. I'll think of something.
Okay. Yeah. I'd like to hear. I was thinking that would be the opposite. I think like harp would be the calm down stuff.
It does it all.
Or maybe dying, like going to heaven type thing, but not the get me wound up. I'd think drums.
Drums and bagpipes. That's what they say.
And bagpipes?
Yeah. I had a
bagpipes. I'm like screaming.
I had
that.
A band teacher, and he's like, you'd probably want to kill something too if all you heard were bagpipes.
Yeah.
But I was about to say on that note, not really on that note. I did want to get to songs.
I got
from a
Omega
couple of
queued up.
Collaborations that are budding. So this one was written by Ken here in the studio, and I was able to add some harp and vocals to it, and I wanted to showcase that.
Engulfed with a sword and a heart of gold, behold an old soul. Architect, no vex wit, got the master, and Mildred's traps can't last if they're surrendered. Mental cages, no new apprentices. Course to the sentence, rebuke like menses, and Spence's renowned perceptions. Adventure seek repentance. Adolescents need your pretenses. Adolescents need your protection. Apprehensions of a spirit descent. Apprehensions of a split decision. Help those with divine interventions. Please unveil your true intentions. Lost in time are some of the seasons. Things happen for a reason. Reveal your true intentions. Apprehensions of a split decision. Best ventures seek repentance. Quote send and rebuke like menses. Other traps lost if surrendered. Architects no vex with. Engulfed with a sword and a heart of gold. New murals while painting pictures.
The spirit. We have too many songs. I'm going to slow this one down, and then we're going to get to the...
Well, there's one that's another collaboration I'm really excited about, and this is just the teaser version. This is with local hip-hop artist beatmaker Mark Rand. Folks know him from Alienated Records.
Man with no name.
Man with no name.
Alienated
Records.
Is that the
Alienated
Bedroom Secrets?
Yes, and so he sent me this beat, Bedroom Secrets. I call the harpish version Elevation. This is what's come out of it so far, but stay tuned for more.
Okay, that was the Bedroom Secrets Elevation. Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called? All right, I'm going to go skip to because we got like three more minutes. This is Aperture of Consciousness.
So I wanted to wrap it up with this, probably the last song on the album.
The nine? Mm-hmm. Number nine? Okay. So this one has a little bit of, obviously that's Chris.
Hello, yes.
It's Chris' composition.
Yeah,
you can talk it through. Like, tell us about it.
Yeah, so Caslin gave me a link to a song. And was like, "Hey, I like this. Can we do something like this?" Later that day, like, I put down four chords and was like, "You mean something like this?" And then we traded back ideas and was like, "All right, I like this. I want to do this." And then Caslin showed up. There's two vocal takes in this song. We only recorded two vocal takes. We used both of them. We used pretty much all of them. And then, the harp was just like one take.
He makes it sound easy.
I mean, you know, when you work with talented people, it is easy. When you can just like show up to the gig and do what you do and you're good at what you do, then it is easy.
But I just want to say Spokane's an amazing place because it was through just word of mouth, collaboration, like running into all these super talented folk. T's taking a photo. I don't know how I'd have met you all if it weren't for this community and the connections between people. So I want to thank you, Robert, for having us on the show. And
this is like a treat. So when I have musicians in, it's a total treat. It's like I'm getting a little mini concert and the education. So thank you guys. This is a treat for me. It's very different from what I normally do. which is cool.
I feel blessed to be here.
Thanks. I'm happy to have you. And a fly. Did you guys notice that there's a fly in the control room somehow?
Very much so noticed.
I don't know where that came from. From the third floor of the library.
It's winter.
It's like winter time, third floor of the library. Like this fly has just been waiting for his moment.
It's like I got the studio chance. Well, nobody wants to be a fly on the wall.
I mean, be a fly on the mixer. Fly on my forehead.
No, these are good walls to be a fly on. Especially now.
Catherine, do you want to say something about this last one?
Say about this last one. It's just putting me on the spot right now.
Well, I'll tell you, you don't have to say anything about it. You don't have to do the battle harp either. What we'll do is just we'll finish this song out. Let us finish the hour.
Want to let you guys remind you.
Yes.
To stay tuned because Saturday the album drops. I don't know what they're calling it. Red Mercury.
Red Mercury. Right. Yeah.
So make sure you stay tuned. For Chris and Kitty Cat's album this Saturday on all platforms, Red Mercury.
Red Mercury.
I'm never going to escape Kitty Cat.
Not with me around.
Yeah, you can find us. I'm on BandLab as Kathleen Kinney and Chris.
Yeah, I'm not Chris Stark. You can go to my website, www.notchrisstark.com. Spotify, all the other stuff that you listen to. You pretty much listen to Spotify, though. You can find me there.
T Dodger, where do we find you?
Yeah, since we're plugging, T yes. Dodger, T spacebar, D-O-D-G-E-R, all platforms. Subscribe, follow, like, share, repeat. And lavender kisses from you to me. Me oh. to you.
Oh. Awesome. Well said. Thanks, guys.
Professor Robin D.G. Kelly, as well as journalist Fatima Bhutto, will talk about the global implications of Trump's return to the White House. Plus, we'll look at Trump's vow to deport millions of immigrants.
As soon as I take the oath of office, I'll terminate every open border policy of the Biden administration and begin the largest deportation operation in American history.
And we'll speak with Professor Anura Kalminyan, author of In the Shadow of Liberty, The Invisible History of Immigrant Detention in the United States. All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, War, Peace, and the Presidency. I'm Amy Goodman. Kamala Harris has conceded the 2024 presidential race to Donald Trump, promising a peaceful transfer of power. Harris addressed supporters Wednesday afternoon at her alma mater, Howard University, after calling Trump to congratulate him.
In our nation, we owe loyalty not to a president or a party, but to the Constitution of the United States. And loyalty to our conscience and to our God.